My comfort. Hallelujah. How great He is. Just want to praise His holy name. Just want to thank Him for His wonders that He just shows each and every one of us each and every day. What a beautiful morning the Lord's given us.
Amen.
Just love God. Just love God. We just thank Him for all His many blessings. If you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Just want to continue to keep those in prayer that are sick, those that are shut in, those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason this morning. But we know God knows. And He knows the situations. Ask Him just blessings to be on all the families and all the gatherings as we are into this Thanksgiving season. And are you thankful this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Aren't we blessed? Just praise God. Praise God. I would just say, as they were singing that this morning, in that name of Jesus is just what it's all about. Because, you know, He just loves us so much. And it's just a wonderful feeling. I know I've got you standing. If we have any prayer requests this morning, just show by the raising of your hand.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Just love the Lord this morning. Brother Chris, would you lead us in opening prayer, please?
Father God, we love you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come and worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, that you rule and you reign, Father God, Lord, that there is none above you, Father God. Lord, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, Father God, that you hear and answer every request according to your will, Father. Lord, we just ask right now that you have full control of this service, Father God. We ask you to move in a mighty way, Father God. Lord, heal those that are sick, those that need a touch from you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, those that just are thirsty, Father God, need to come drink of your goodness once again, Father God. Lord, heal our land, Father God. Forgive us, Father God, where we've gone wrong. Let us get closer to you. Let us get more like you, Father God. We thank you for what you're going to do in this service, Lord. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Let's do it with your name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give Him a hand clap and praise. Praise God. While you're standing, got a little upbeat song we're going to sing this morning, and it's so true. Page 212, keep on the firing line. Praise the Lord. This day and time, we just want to keep our eye on the Lord as we go forward. Page 212. Praise the Lord.
You must fly, keep on firing high.
You may be seated if you can. Turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. And we're so glad to see each and every one of you this morning. Those watching on the live feed or online, we welcome you. Welcome you to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Make yourself at home. Just relax. Turn off everything that just might get in the way. It's all going to be great because we're just going to put all our attention on the Lord and His Word this morning. I look forward to hearing His Word each and every time. It's just so great. And sometimes I'll even flip back and watch a message from other times. I don't know. When we first started, for those of you who may not know what they are, we used to do the cassettes. And many times I would get the cassettes. And I would even, on the wall, there was just many of them that go back in the archives. I wish we still had all those online somewhere. I like to go back and hear the messages of those saints that prayed for you and I, for me. Those special messages that are still going out today. It's the same God today as He was then. He's the same healer today as He was then. He's the same miracle maker today as He was then. And I'm going to give you one more little word just to let it go in somewhere. And He's the same God of tomorrow. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Love each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and take the morning offering. Praise God. Just want to, again, praise His holy name. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please? Amen. Amen.
A journey we walk by faith. There will always be the mountains in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. Anybody here who knows He's able? Say this. If there's the darkness it's hard to see. So just be brave and follow where He leads. 'Cause greater is the one who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, joy in the middle of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow. Seen it time and time again. Just say amen.
Even in the valley of the shadows, when you feel alone in the unknown, just say amen. When your storms are raging, you stand and know you're not forsaken. Just say amen. Just say amen.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, just say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the middle of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, seen it time and time again, just say
Gabe and I are going to try and fulfill a request from Brother Keith this morning. I just want to say that I am thankful for the goodness of God. Amen. He's been good to me, and I'm glad I could be here this morning. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that I'm not in pain, because I am, and you probably can see it on my face, but I'm thankful that I could come, because in a couple weeks I won't be able to come, because I'm having surgery on my foot, but it's my foot and back today that's really giving me the problem, so y'all just keep me in your prayers.
You just not playing, he'll pick you up.
I love You, Lord, for Your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life You have been faithful. And all my life You have been so, so good.
with every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful.
Jesus.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen. Can you say amen? All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. Amen. Can we say that this morning? Amen. Through all the problems, troubles, and trials, he is still faithful and he is still good. Amen. You know, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Can we praise the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Give him honor, give him glory.
Praise God.
To a great and mighty God. So good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you. Amen. Good to have you with us this morning. We're so thankful that you were able to come this morning. So thankful that God has given us another day, spared our life, given us another opportunity to gather together. Amen. In one mind and one accord. God is so wonderful. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to the book of Psalms this morning in the 104th Psalm. Psalms 104, verses 31 through 35. Trust and hope you're all having a wonderful week. Amen. Praise God. The psalmist writes in Psalms 104, beginning with verse number 31, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in His works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord." Can we bow our heads in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your loving kindness. God, for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, for those who have gathered here this morning, God, and for those who are not able to be here through sickness and affliction, God, our thoughts and prayers reach out to them this morning. God, that you would heal and touch and strengthen their bodies. Father, we ask you now, God, just let the Holy Ghost take charge of this service. God, anoint every part, every word that is spoken, God, every song that's sung, let it be for your honor and for your glory. And God, I pray now that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us, Lord, that you would have us to hear this morning, that we would be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we'll look to you to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. One more hand clap for Jesus, and you may be seated. Praise God. Glory to God. Just love the Lord this morning. I thank Him so very much. I've woke up this morning with a very thankful heart. In fact, it's been on my mind, I guess it's consumed me for probably the last week or 10 days, about God's goodness. And, you know, sometimes it takes diversity, it takes situations for us to really realize God's blessings upon us. Sometimes when the sailing is smooth and there's no waves beating against the ship and there's no adversity in our lives and no complications and problems, and sometimes we begin to take those things for granted. But when the waves start and the boat begins to rock spiritually and things begin to happen in our life, it is then many times that we as Christians who have had a long, wonderful, and lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ only fully realize how great God is to protect us, to keep us, amen, through the storms and through the adversity. And as I read the book of Psalm, I was reading this particular passage of Scripture in the 104th Psalm, it really, one phrase really, really stuck in my mind, and I am so thankful for that phrase. I'm thankful that it applies to our life today. And the psalmist said in verse number 33, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live." As long as I live. And I went back and I read that again, and it made such a lasting impact upon my life this week that seemingly every day I have been so thankful just for life. I am thankful that God has spared my life and given me another opportunity. And as I begin to think about life itself, I begin to think about the promise that we don't have of tomorrow. That we don't have. The Bible says that life is a vapor. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. But the psalmist realized at this particular point in his life, and he spent most of the entire chapter declaring the works of God. And they're majestic. How many would agree with me this morning that God is perfect and everything that He created was perfect? Brother Chris was talking about this morning about the weather and about this time of the year. And, you know, we need to thank God for that and be reminded that God is still in charge. And the whole universe He spoke into existence, and He has given us life and He's given us breath each and every day when it's not really promised to us. And I'm so thankful for it. And I want to be like the psalmist. I want to sing of the blessings of the Lord. I want to sing of His praises each and every day of my life, regardless of what we're going through, regardless whether it's a good day or a bad day. I still want to take the opportunity to glorify and praise the Lord, because I wonder sometimes, what are we doing with our life that God has given us and the breath that is in fact on loan for Him? And I begin to think, so many times I'm using that breath to talk negative things, to talk situations that, you know, really, regardless of the situation, I know and have been told and read in the Bible that God is going to protect me.
God is going to be with me. That's a promise that I've talked from the pulpit so many times. But yet sometimes when things begin to happen that maybe upset the apple cart in our life, sometimes I don't think we really forget those. We just kind of don't remember the goodness and the promises of God that tells us that He will be with us through every adversity, through every sickness, through every affliction. And we begin to think about those things, and we need to spend more time. And I want to remind us this morning, each and every one of us, what a blessing life is. How precious life is. I've often told folks, and if you've ever had any opportunity to spend any time in the hospital, whether as a patient or whether as a visitor, or maybe one of your loved ones is in the hospital. And there's some things that we see in the hospital sometimes that people are dealing with that we in our ordinary life sometimes don't have any idea of what they're going through, and how that every life and every breath is precious to them. But we were able to spend a lot of time at Eggleston Hospital, not only when Kevin was first born, but in and out of the hospital several times as he was beginning to grow older and had several procedures. And I've often said, if we ever get to feeling like that, poor pitiful me or what I'm going through, you know, it would always be advantageous for us to take a trip down one of the children's hospitals and begin to see some of the things that those little children are having to endure. We saw little wagons pulled around by the parents with an IV stand right beside them, and the child's hair was shaven because they was fighting their very life for leukemia. We saw little children that wasn't even a month old already scheduled for heart surgery. We saw other children that was just so thankful that they had one more day to live. Some of them wasn't promised to be even school age, but you look at those children's faces and thank God for the workers there, because they had an ability to encourage those people. They never came into a room and all sad and gloomy. They always came into a room upbeat, and because it was living in the very hour that they was living in. They wasn't talking about the next procedure. They wasn't talking about the next operation. They was talking about, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And it affected me in such a way. And this week I was reminded of that. And I had to repent unto the Lord and said, Lord, I've spent too much time moaning and groaning. I've spent too much time telling you what's going wrong in the world. I need to be thankful for the blessings that you've bestowed upon me. I need to be thankful that you have given me another day. It doesn't matter. I want to get to the point that whatever day I face and whatever situations are in front of me, I want to go with my head held up high. I want to go with a smile upon my face and joy in my heart and tell the Lord, I am so thankful that you cared enough to make me and to mold me. And not only that, send your Son, Jesus Christ, to save me. Amen. And the Holy Spirit to keep me. Glory to God. I don't know what I got to complain about. I don't know what I got to be down and out about. I am a child of God. Turn to your neighbor this morning. Say, you know what? Through it all, I'm a child of God. Through every adversity, through every sickness, through every affliction, He has not left me. He won't leave me. I'm a child of God. I'm an heir to the kingdom, a joint heir to what God has prepared for us. Amen. If you're looking forward to that day, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. As long as I live, the grave will not allow us to praise Him. That new glorified body, I thought about the psalmist. Amen. As long as I live on this earth, I'm going to praise Him. Amen. Regardless of how my body is, but one of these days, amen, my body's going to be able to keep up with my spirit. I said I'm going to have a glorified body, one that won't tire, one that won't be afflicted, one that won't feel sorrow, one that won't feel pain, one that'll never have to endure sickness or death anymore. How many is thankful for the promise that the Lord has given us, that we will be for Him, with Him forever and forever. And we will, in fact, sing the praises of God in that day and hour. The psalmist proclaims that he will sing praise unto the Lord as long as he lives. He also says, to my God, while I have my being. While I have my being. I want to share something with you this morning that is so precious in my memory banks. We don't have the promise of what we're going to have to endure in this lifetime. The body may break down some. It may deteriorate a little bit. The mind may not be as sharp as it once was. If nobody else can testify to that, I certainly can. It's not what it once was. We start to lose a little bit. But one thing about it, God's grace and His mercy is everlasting. My precious grandmother, Sister Ida Bailey, the one that was the pastor's wife for years and years and years with him as he started three churches. And she sat right there on the second pew, right behind where Sister Brenda is sitting. Precious, precious saint of God. Loved God with all of her heart. She was the ideal pastor's wife. If you ever thought there was an ideal pastor's wife, I know I'm a little prejudiced because it was my grandmother, and she was precious. She was Ida Bell to Papa. She was Mama Ida to us, and she was the mother of the church for so many years. The Ida Bell Circle is actually named after my grandmother. And after my granddaddy passed away, my grandmother was like 7 or 8 years still there by herself, but she began to experience some of the forgetfulness and some of the things that comes along with that age and senility, some call it. At that particular time, I don't think she was ever diagnosed as with dementia, but she had some of those symptoms. And it got to where that you would go in sometimes and talk to her. And my granddaddy's name was, the reason he always signed his name PC is because he wasn't really fond of his name. It was Penley Clio. And I said, no wonder you signed your name PC. Penley Clio. And she called him Clio. And after he had been gone for 7 or 8 years, sometimes you'd go in and my mother would say, well, Clio's down at the shop. He's piddling. And that's what he did when he wasn't in the ministry, when he wasn't at the hospital or a church or something. He was always down at his shop piddling. And he had been gone for 7 or 8 years. And then later on in the conversation, she would realize that. And she'd say, I'm sorry, you know. And it began to slip just a little bit. And it got progressively worse. And sometimes you would go in and she might recognize you. And other times, she may not. You may be a friend. You may be a sister or a brother. And she couldn't really call your name. But she always had a smile on her face. And I'm going somewhere with this story because even though that, you know, it hurt our hearts to see her in that situation, we were there one day and we said something about the Scripture, something about the Bible, and somebody mentioned parts of a Scripture. And my precious grandmother, Sister Ida Bailey, picked up what was said and quoted the entire Scripture. And we figured out that we would say something about the Bible, and her mind was just as sharp as everything. She could tell you exactly. She could still tell you the plan of salvation. She could tell. But some of the other things kind of slipped. And I thought of that this week when I said, I'm going to live as long as I live. I'm going to sing His praises. As long as I have my being, His word's going to be on my heart and in my tongue. Amen. I may forget my name. I may forget where I live. But I thank God that the Holy Ghost within me is going to remind me that I'm still a child of God. I'm still washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is still amazing grace that saved me. Amen. As long as I live, I'm going to proclaim the goodness of God. You see, there's some things Satan cannot touch in your life. I said there's some things that's completely off limits to Satan. Glory to God. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. There's some things that Satan may take away from you. You may lose your health. You may lose your finances. You may lose a lot of things. But that is within us. Glory to God. That the Holy Ghost has given us. It is untouchable to this world and to Satan. As long as I live, as long as I live, I want to proclaim His goodness. As long as I live, I want to praise Him. And then there was one day when she was sitting there and had the little shawl wrapped around her, and we started singing one of the songs that we sing right here. And she picked right up on it. Never missed a word or a beat. And that smile upon her face let me know, as long as I live, I will praise Him. As long as I live, I will sing praises unto my God while I still have my being. Then the psalmist says, my meditation of Him shall be sweet. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Some of my prayer time and my meditation, I know it doesn't sound sweet to you. Because it's filled with selfish desires and needs and wants and reminders of what we're going through down here. The Lord checked me this week on that, and the psalmist said, I want my meditation to be sweet. I want my conversation to the Lord to be sweet. Glory to God. I want it to not be about what I don't have, but what I do have. Amen. I don't want it to be what's going wrong in my life, but about what's going right in my life. And I've got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded. We woke up this morning with a roof over our head. Glory to God. Brother Keith says, the Lord let my feet touch the ground one more time this morning. He didn't have to, but that's how much He loves us. And He gave us a place to come together in one mind and one accord to sing praises unto God, and I will sing those praises. Amen. He's been so good. He's been so faithful. Amen. We need to sing that song every time we come together, because all of these years He has been so, so good, so wonderful to our life. Lord, help my meditation to be sweet. Help it to be full of praise and adoration and exaltation to the God that created this universe, who hung the stars and the moon and all of those wonderful things that the psalmist here was reminding us. And I want to flip over for just a minute. He begins the very first verse of the 104th Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a raiment, or as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of the chambers of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, and the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hast founded of them. Thou hast set a bound, that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. And then He also feeds the beast of the fields. And I thought, God, You've done all of that, and You still care for us. In fact, He cares more for us than He does all of the other creation. And I thought how that the rest of the creation, how that they react to the diversity in the land. The trees still bloom. The flowers still come out. The beasts of the field just go along their normal thing. Not worried. Not stressed out. It's mankind that seemingly is the one that gets all nervous and agitated and anxious over situations. And you know, we might understand that. For those who have not had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who have not been purchased by the blood, who have not had that blood applied to their life, who have not come to an altar of repentance. But the church shouldn't be that way. Come on, church. We got too much to be thankful for. We got too much to thank Him for. Amen. We know where we're headed. We know where we're bound. We know what the Lord has done for us. And He keeps us in the palm of His hand. There's not a thing that we experience that God is not aware of. And I thought, Lord, as long as I live. You know, that might be 15 minutes. That might be 15 years. I have no idea, but I do not want to waste time. There's a song that they used to sing at Rockmart. It's called Wasted Years. Wasted Years. Oh, how foolish. You know, there was a time in our life when God wasn't really that important in our life. But, you know, He convicted and pricked our heart, and we came to an altar of repentance, and we accepted Him as Lord and Savior. First and foremost, He ought to be the main situation, the main topic in our life. Everything we do ought to be centered around God's will. And that's the way the church is now. So I want to encourage the church to lift your head up. I want to encourage the church, amen, to look where your blessings come from. And it doesn't come from man, and it doesn't come from situations, and it doesn't come from financial situations, whether they're good or bad, but it comes from that life-giving breath that God gives us each and every day, that we're able to get ourselves up off of the couch or up off of the bed, amen, and face a brand new day. As long as I live, He describes all of the goodness, all of the mercies of God. You know, so many times I think we ought to spend more of our conversation talking about what God has done rather than what God needs to do. I think it's all right, even after you're filled with the Holy Ghost, to repent. Can I get an amen? We're still flesh. Come on, we're still flesh and bone, amen? And we need to let that Spirit, amen, have subjection over the flesh. And sometimes when the Spirit has subjection over the flesh, it puts us in the altar, in that altar of repentance, and Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for thinking that. Forgive me for acting in haste. Forgive me, God, for the unsweetness that came in my meditation. Let my prayers be more appealing. Let them be more loving and kind as I offer up praise and adoration unto you. And again, I thought about that. And I want to make sure that my prayers, amen, are thanksgiving unto the Lord. You know, it hurts me a little bit to hear the world talk about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, as it's got to where it's more about the gathering and it's more about the food. Not preaching against gathering and not preaching against food. I love that. But you know, Thanksgiving is something to be thankful unto the Lord. Amen. And we often say every day ought to be Thanksgiving. But the world transforms these things, amen, into festiveness, into all of these other things. And it's like a day that's comes and goes and it's over with, and we don't have to give thanks again until next year. That's not the way it is. I will give thanks as long as I live. I will sing His praises as long as I live. I want to come and fellowship with the saints of God as long as I live, because I realize there may come a day, there may come an hour when I'm not able to get to the church house. I may not be able to get off of my bed, but as long as I got my being, as long as I've got my voice, as long as I've got that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to praise Him. I want to love Him. I want to live for Him as long as I live. Because we're not promised tomorrow. Most of you remember Sister Coleman and what a blessing she was and how many people she led to the Lord, and always a wonderful testimony of praise. And one of the last times that we were able to visit Sister Coleman, when she was sick there at home, and she was on that little bed there, and we walked into the room, and Sister Coleman's her voice was always, her answer was, "How you doing?" And she'd say, "All is well." She would say that probably as long as I knew her, and I knew that sometimes maybe everything wasn't well. But that smile would come on her face and she would say, "All is well." She had a relationship with the Lord to let her know that maybe things wasn't going too good down here, but because of Jesus Christ living within her, all is well. Amen. And even on her sick bed, probably months before she passed away, she had lost her voice completely. And we walked in and I walked up to the bedside and I said, "Sister Coleman, bless your heart, how are you doing?" And she raised her little fingers up like that and mouthed, "All is well." Praise God. Hallelujah. What a relationship. My, my, my. The world can't make you feel like that. Amen. Only the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ can let us know. And that psalmist got a hold of that. And that statement, that, like I said, that little phrase has stuck in my heart all this week, because sometimes I have to be reminded that, amen, as long as I live, you know, regardless of the living situation, amen, regardless of the things around me, as long as I live, I'm going to praise praise Him. As long as I have breath, I'm going to lift Him up. As long as I have the ability to have a voice and a vehicle to tell others that Jesus Christ loves you, regardless of your lifestyle, regardless of what you've done. Please don't let Satan tell you that you don't have any hope. Please don't let Satan tell you that God doesn't love you, because He does, and He wants each and every one of us to have a relationship with Him. Amen. Give your life to Jesus today. Today is the day of salvation. Don't let another day slip by. Don't let another opportunity slip by if you don't know Jesus. Amen. I want to proclaim that. I want to tell as many folks as I possibly can. Amen. Because even in my lifetime, I've seen things change at such a rapid pace, only to let me know that this world is not my home. Amen. How many knows that? We're going to a better place. Hallelujah. I said we're going to a better place. We're going to a perfect place. We're going to a place, amen, where we'll sing praises forever and ever and ever unto our Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll glorify Him and praise Him. But as long as I live, as long as I live, Lord, help me to be reminded how good You are. How great You are. As the psalmist said, as long as I have my being, my meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. And you know, the psalmist here, and I looked at that verse 35, and I thought all of that other was so sweet and so precious and so heart-given. I mean, he's honestly declaring the greatness and the majesty of Almighty God and everything that He has spoken into existence, and he wants to proclaim that in his life and in his lifestyle and even in his conversation and his communication, how good God is. And as long as I live, I want to be a living, breathing testimony. Amen. I think that's the words of a song sometimes, to be a living, breathing testimony. What that means? Every day, every opportunity, give praise unto the Lord. Share your testimony with others. And then he says in verse number 35, then he says, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Then he says, bless thou the Lord, O my soul, and praise ye the Lord. And I thought about that statement, and you know, I said, well, wait a minute, Lord, you know, rather than, you know, striking the sinners and let them be consumed, why not save them? Why not let a revival spirit sweep over this land and bring those sinners to an altar of repentance? And the reason that hit me is because I was a sinner. Come on, folks. Amen. I haven't always been saved. I hadn't always had the Spirit of the Lord within my heart. And I'm so glad that God didn't let the fire consume me when I was lost. He loved me enough not only to give me one opportunity, but He gave me several opportunities. And finally, amen, I succumbed to the convicting power of God to an altar of repentance. If you've not made that trip, it may seem like it's a long and difficult trip, but I will assure you, it'll be the best move you've ever made in your life. All things pass away. All things become new. Glory to God. When Jesus comes in your life to lead you and guide you in every avenue of your life. And I thought about that, Lord, maybe He's just referring to the evilness. And I pray, God, that the evilness be consumed that's in this world. But you know what? That may not very well happen. It may even get worse before it gets better. But as long as I live, as long as I live, I'm going to praise Him. I want to serve Him. Amen. I want to have the mindset that Joshua said, as for me and my house, amen, we're going to live for the Lord. How about you this morning? I want to praise Him regardless. I want to love Him. I'm going to ask the music if they would come. There's a song that's been on my heart all night long, and I'm going to try to sing. It's an old, old song, but, you know, I'm an old, old man. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful, old man. Every day I'm thankful. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Anybody see my wife? Praise God. The rapture hadn't taken place, has it? Come on, honey. Waiting on you, baby.
It's in F, I think. F. Praise the Lord. Somebody look to your neighbor and said, as long as I live, I'm going to praise His name. Praise God. Every morning. Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew the Lord had control. I knew I was walking in the light. So I've been on my knees in the night, and I prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got head on my mind. Closed. Let us reverence the Spirit that is in this house this morning. God, we're so thankful. We love You with our heart. God, we're so thankful that even in a world that seemingly is turned upside down, You're still the King of Kings. God, we rely upon You. Help us to trust more on You, Lord. As long as we live, let us sing Your praises. As long as we have our being, let us glorify Your name. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you have a need, would you come to this altar this morning? I'll assure you there'll be saints of God who'll pray with you and pray for you. Is there one in the house this morning? While no one's looking and every eye is closed, if you have a prayer request, just slip your hand up. Let this pastor know. God bless you. I see those hands and God sees those hands. We'll be praying for you this week. May God bless you. Go in peace today. Be safe. And don't ever forget, amen. As long as we live, we got something to be thankful for. Amen. God bless you.
Let's reverence the Lord just for a minute, please. It's a powerful message. And as we read the Bible and we read in Psalms and we see the trials and tribulations, but we know how God, as we praise Him and we live each day with our faith in Him.
Yes.
And that's really where we are now. We just want to praise Him. But we also know that He's allowed us to come straight to the altar. Straight to just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I want to just need You to touch this situation. Or, Lord, I just want to praise You. I just want to thank You. And, Lord, for this breath that You've given us. This altar's open. If you do have a situation or a need, those watching online, please write it in the comment columns. We miss each and every one of you. Or if you've never been, we're praying for you. But we just love the Lord this morning. Praise God. Alrighty. Well, as we get ready to dismiss, don't forget about our service this evening at 6.
Brother Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
Choir practice at 5.
Choir practice at 5. Oh, it's so good to hear the choirs cranking back up. Praise God. Well, we love you. And just know that you're in our prayers. And if y'all would pray for us. And we just honor each and every prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank You again. Dear Lord, we just love and praise You. Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. But, dear Lord, for giving us the privilege, dear Lord, of coming together in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we thank You again for allowing us the freedom to have Your Word. Lord, the freedom of worship, the freedom that we have to gather in Thy name. Lord, we love and praise You. Dear Lord, thank You, Lord, for always reassuring us and comforting us, but most of all, for keeping Your arms of protection around us. Lord, if there's anyone in the sound of our voice, dear Lord, that heard this message this morning, dear Lord, that needs to find that peace and joy that only You can provide, Lord, may they find that altar of repentance, dear Lord, whether it be here, whether it be wherever You call them, and they'll turn their life over to You. There's no reason for anyone to be lost. And, dear Lord, we just love and praise You, dear Lord. Again, we thank You for our pastor and the family, dear Lord. We thank You for each and every one here today. Bless all the homes, dear Lord. And we just give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God.